This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى في التنزيل العزيز بعد أن أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام ومن سيء الأسقام اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك Oh Allah, we ask your protection from disease. We ask your protection, Ya Allah, from disease that is outward and inward. We ask Allah your protection from evil befalling us. Oh Allah, we ask your protection from losing your blessings. We ask your protection from losing your grace. We ask your protection from being suddenly in an adverse situation. We ask Allah your protection from all of your wrath. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. In these difficult times, brothers and sisters, we should be connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the du'as, heartfelt, meaningful du'a. We should be reconnecting if you've lost connection with our Lord. And making an even stronger connection if you already have a connection with our Master. In these difficult times, du'a is the sustenance. Du'a is the fuel that will carry us, inshallah ta'ala. I want to mention three hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and I'll tie them all together by the end of the khutbah. These three ahadith give us, inshallah ta'ala, some understanding of how to understand what is around us, what's happening around us, and the mindset we need to be able to make sense with it, of it, and to proceed forward. The first hadith is of the Prophet ﷺ is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى, a very famous hadith that many of you might already know. Indeed, all actions are judged based on intentions. The reward of an action is based upon the intention of the doer, or is judged by the intention of the person who is doing the action. Second hadith is the Prophet ﷺ saying, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرَ إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرَ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ مِثْلَ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُهُ مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When a person is sick, a believing person is sick, or they are traveling, meaning they cannot do the things that they were able to do as regular, as per their habit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to write their reward as they were doing it habitually, healthy and at home, in the same exact manner. The third hadith of the Prophet is when a man came to the Prophet and asked him about trusting Allah, tawakkal ala Allah. The Prophet ﷺ was asked this question by the Sahabi, and he said, should I tie my camel or should I trust Allah? In his mind, it was either one of two choices. I tie it, and that means I'm not trusting Allah, or I leave it and leave it in the hands of Allah and it'll be fine. The Prophet ﷺ said, اِعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Tie your camel and then put your trust in Allah. This is what tawakkul for us is, brothers and sisters. Let me start with the first hadith. The hadith about intention. The hadith about how our actions, the reward of it is determined by our intention, not necessarily carrying out the action in its entirety. In these times right now, as you have noticed around the city and other cities, Jumu'ah has been canceled in many places. The people who generally come to the masjid are advised to stay away from the masjid. People who come to the masjid for Quran classes, for school, for just attending the jama'ah prayer,
a lot of these activities will start to shrink or be completely cancelled. It's already happened and will continue to happen in the near future. But the thing is, that should not make us sad. That should not make us lose hope. That should not create a sense of panic in us. What it should do is, it should assure us that our ajr is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it remains intact. Because our intention is to please Allah. Our intention is to do the acts of worship as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do it. If something prevents us from doing those actions, the intent will get us the reward. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. And more specifically, if there is a disease, not just personal, but now there is a pandemic that's community-wide, even though alhamdulillah Allah has kept us safe here in our community here, but this is a matter that could change very fast. Alhamdulillah for Allah's blessings, for good health, but we take our precautions. If there is now this pandemic that is preventing us from carrying out our habitual acts of worship, carrying out the things that we are used to be doing, we should not be disappointed. We should not be saddened. Because the Prophet ﷺ has told us, our reward is intact. مِثْلَ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُهُ مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا. Like it was when everything was healthy, when everything was normal. In other words, the counter of our good deeds is continuing to run, even if our good deeds have been stopped by precautionary measures. Our reward continues to grow as long as we had the habit of doing that good deed, as long as we had the habit of coming to the mosque, as long as we had the habit of bringing our kids, our lifestyle was, or we bring our kids to the masjid, we come ourselves to the mosque. As long as that was the case before this pandemic, and now we stop, our ajr does not stop. Our ajr continues to grow with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's what our Prophet ﷺ tells us. And that should give us hope. That should give us optimism. That should give us the understanding that if we are doing something to prevent harm, that is not stopping our good deeds. Preventing harm is wisdom. Taking precautions is wisdom. Doing that should not make us think that I'm losing out on something. Because we're not, the Prophet ﷺ has told us that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Like Allah says, Allah will not waste the reward of those who do good. And He says also, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah will give the reward to the patient without any count. We are patient in this face of this calamity. We take our precautions. And Allah is going to reward us for that patience. And whatever we used to do habitually, that continues to be written for us. We should be certain of that 100%. Our deen is a deen of optimism, brothers and sisters. We're not taught to be sad or remain perpetually sad. It's an emotion. We get sad, we get happy. But in all times, the sunnah of the Prophet is to be optimistic. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His way is to look at the bright side. He would say, وَإِذَا قَامَتِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَإِذَا قَامَتِ السَّاعَةِ وَفِي يَدِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَصِيلَةِ فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعَ أَنْ يَغْرِسَهَا فَلْيَغْرِسْهَا. If you are standing and about to start in front of you is the day of judgment, and you have a seedling in your hand, if you're able to plant that seedling, plant it. There is no fruit that can ever grow from that tree, because the day of judgment is starting in front of your eyes. That tree will not grow in any way, shape or form, nor will it benefit anybody. But the deen of Allah, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, is optimism and hope. Do the good, hope something good will come out of it. And leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave the ajr, the accounting of the good deeds, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the way of our Prophet ﷺ. That was his life, alayhi salatu wasalam. The second hadith, or the third hadith I mentioned, is the hadith of the Bedouin who came to the Prophet and asked him about tying his camel. What should I do in this situation? Should I tie my camel or should I trust Allah? The Prophet ﷺ said, اَعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Both things go together. That means trusting in Allah is we take every precaution we can take. We exercise or utilize every opportunity that is available to us. And then after that, we leave the rest in the hands of Allah. In other words, what we can control, we try to control. What we can't control, we leave in the hands of Allah. Knowing that لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. Whatever happens to us is by the will of Allah, is by the decree of Allah. He is our master, He is our Lord, He'll take care of us. We take the means now, we take our precautions. Even if we aren't sick, even if we don't have cases actively in the community, we take our precautions. We don't wait for the calamity to strike before taking precautions, we take it beforehand. Okay? That means whatever it is that our health officials are advising us, we follow. Okay? If that means we're not embracing each other as much, shaking each other's hands as much, that is fine. The love is still in our hearts, inshallah. Right? And that is from the signs of iman. But we take our precaution to protect ourselves. That is from i'tilha. That's tying the camel. We take our precautions, we protect ourselves, if that means we don't congregate as frequently. Knowing the ajr is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sahihan muqiman, it's there, 100%. That's tying the camel. Tying the camel is preparing ourselves from perhaps a shortage of food. That doesn't mean that we hoard food, by the way. Hoarding is impermissible in the Sharia. Taking, for example, if I need 20 kilos of rice in my house, for example, I shouldn't buy 200 kilos of rice, because that compromises the welfare of the society at large. Perhaps I can buy 30 kilos, maybe even 40 kilos, because that will allow me to last for longer. That is i'qilha, that's tying the camel. That's trusting Allah that Allah will provide for me. And then after that, we leave the rest in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens that we can't control, we leave in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take all the precautions, all the measures that we can take, brothers and sisters, in this time. It's a serious time. It's not a normal time. You can see the schools are closed. You can see sports leagues are cancelled. Events are shut off. Airport is almost empty. These are different, difficult, not normal times. So we take our precautions. That's wisdom. That's not being weak. That's the sunnah. That's hikmah. I'qilha, and then the rest we leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens after that, we trust our Lord, our Master, He'll take care of us. Whether we get afflicted by the disease or not, Allah will take care of us. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله صلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا أما بعد. As this time that we're living through now, and in the at least the short term, it's going to continue to be a hot item. The pandemic of the coronavirus, the effect that it has on our life, the normalcy, the lack of normalcy, all of these things we have to grapple with and deal with in the short term. Our religion teaches us that Allah says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. We have sent to you a clear light. Our deen makes things clear for us. It's not going to make things more convoluted. It will, to the contrary, make it clear. And what is clear for us is, we trust our Lord. We trust our Lord that if our habits of worship are broken because of this, our reward is not broken. We trust our Lord by taking our means. Whatever precautions we can take, whatever means are available to us, we take them. And after that, whatever happens is Allah's decree. لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. It is Allah's decree for us. It's for our good. And we accept that. We believe that. We live that. We take precautions as a sign of wisdom, not as a sign of weakness. If we have extra time in these days, we should utilize that time. If we have our health and time, we should utilize that, because the Prophet ﷺ said, ni'matani, two blessings. Many people are neglectful of them, and that is free time and health. And if we have this now, the urgency to act upon it and to utilize it should be more. We should take that time to read, to learn, to do more remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ponder. Abu Dharr was asked about pondering because he was a silent man. He would think a lot. And he was asked, why do you do this? He said, Arahu yaqeenan. I think this is going to give me conviction. This pondering of mine gives me yaqeen. So take the time that we have to think and learn and ponder. It is an excellent opportunity. And lastly, brothers and sisters, in good times and in bad times, our Prophet ﷺ taught us to smile. He would smile. Like Anas said, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَكْثَرَ تَبَسُّمًا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I've never seen anybody smile more than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's his sunnah. So even in these tough times, we smile. We bear our difficulty with smiles on our faces because that's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to understand the Quran and sunnah and to implement it in our lives. In the Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin fil awwalin wa salli ala Muhammadin fil akhirin wa salli ala Muhammadin fil mala'il a'la ila yawmiddin. Allahumma ahyina ala sunnatihi wa mitna ala millati.